Tomo and Hawk, written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bauer.
So here I is, Tomo the Brave, standing on two wooden rungs at the top of the mainmast on a two-hour watch, searching for the spout of a whale but not allowed to join in the hunt. And me without a drink for 106 days. If I does see a pod of whale, I've a good mind to look the other way. But that would be stupid. Two other men, one on each of the other masts, are also set to looking, and the first to spot a whale receives a week's extra rations. It's food Hawk would relish, as he never seems to get enough to eat. I'm forever worried about Hawk's hunger, and I set about trying to satisfy it with fishing. As little lads, before we was took, Hawk and me were good fishermen, but he lost the skill of it when Mary put him to book learning and clerking, and then sent him to England to learn about growing hops. Hawk still talks of London town sometimes, though he sees it through different eyes to Ikey's. Here in Kent, studying the art of agriculture with little money, he'd pen letters for the farm workers, many of them Irish, Tipperary men and the like, wanting to send word to their colleens or dear parents at home. For sixpence a letter, he'd write the most tender love letters, though he knows nothing of love or women. His letters be so sweet, the eyes of his customers would fill with tears, and it got so that before a note were dispatched, it would be read to the old gathering for their enjoyment. So successful did Hawk become with his flowery phrases that most of his Saturday afternoons were spent in this pursuit, and it made him sufficient coin to go up to London town by train on a Sunday. With sixpence for a cup of tea and a sticky bun, and another for a pint of ale, Hawk would take the omnibus to the East End and Whitechapel, visiting all the places Ikey told us of. In our childhood dreams, London town were a place of palaces and broad streets, where everyone were a toff and Ikey much respected, a prince among men. Alas, Hawk found the palaces and grand houses, but these was outnumbered 1,000 to 1 by the ovals of the poor and unfortunate, what crawled like ants in every dark corner. Yet these was the very places Ikey meant when he'd spoke to us of the throbbing art of the great city,